Previously on Hippo Juice.
Hold on, Marie. I'm having fun.
You're just going to have to let him get it out.
I will. I realize this now.
You guys having a good time over there?
It's Giggle Fest 2014 over
You're
here.
Such a hero. You come here with a Guns N' Roses shirt and talk to a bunch of bumps?
The Bright House leads are for closers only.
They're almost there. Don't worry.
You see this iPhone? You see this iPhone? It costs more than your house, pal.
One day I'll be in a bar talking about, I used to sell cable. Tough racket.
I made $65,000 last year. How much you make, pal? See, that's who I am. Nice guy, I don't give a shit. Play Xbox 360, I don't give a shit. Fuck you.
Go home and play with your shitty radio show.
Sean, I thought they were done.
They're almost there.
Okay, I'm done.
See? Anyway,
that was too much fun.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo! That's the FM version. Welcome to Hippo Juice.
Dude, I grabbed the one that didn't have any music afterwards, and I realized, I'm like, that's only a 30-second intro. Oops.
The number to call in is 954-573-20.
No, you can't, though.
But don't do it, because...
Yeah, we can.
Yes, we can.
Your phone would be able to take that load?
Bro, my phone is apparently better than Bright House's service, believe it or not.
Okay, sure. We'll take calls.
Anyway, there's only one computer running on it. Here's what's happening. Well, first off, it's 7/23/2014, day before my birthday. So this is just birthday.
Happy birthday, Royce.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow?
It's tomorrow. So,
why didn't I
Bright House decided to shit the fucking bed.
10 minutes before airing. Right.
Well, yeah. To be fair to Bright House, it was 7 minutes before we
I was on a live chat with Andrew, but when the internet went down, I lost it. But yeah, I was telling them that my granny sex site is no longer going to be able to be run. That's from my real income. A lot of people that listen to Hippo Juice think, wow, they make their millions from radio. But no, that's not true. That's actually not true. This is a hobby. What we do is we run a sex site. When you're granny sex, it's not that the people on camera are grannies. No. We cater to the elderly community.
Right.
It's pornography for them.
Filmed at elderly housing facilities.
And pornography for grannies is not as bad as you think. It's videos of them pinching cheeks of little kids. It's them eating disgusting Werther's candies. That's their pornography.
You don't like butterscotch?
No, I like Werther's.
It's them getting a bunch of coupons from Walmart that they didn't expect.
It's because we have old white grandparents.
Anyway. Like I said, we are live. We're going to try to do the best we can. Like I said, we're running off of one computer, Marie's computer here. So all the stories and stuff are going to
be. Everything's being broadcasted through me. So those guys are just kind of dead in the water.
Don't
over
you,
there.
Marie, bring it in the rear.
So anyway, welcome to the show. We're joined tonight, as usual, by Sean, Marie, Dutchie Poo. I think Dee's running late, and John may or may not be on. Who knows? Right now, though, we'll do the best that we can to entertain you guys. That is how committed we are to entertain you. Make my phone a hotspot when Bright House decides
if a zombie apocalypse happens, you know that we can still broadcast.
That's now, what about a twopocalypse?
What's that?
Okay, that's where the undead.
So many levels of awesome.
All of them, they rap really well.
Wow.
Oh.
They're very good rappers.
They're usually not that vocal.
They're not. Well, these zombies are, you see.
Oh.
Because they've been bitten by the Tupac zombie. Mm-hmm. He's, of course, the host zombie. And then they're all rapping.
That was the hologram at Coachella?
Yeah, that was actually a zombie. Another fun fact.
I feel like I should challenge you to see where and how you could broadcast a podcast from any emergency situation.
But I challenge you to a showdown, hot dog style.
Wait,
I have to eat hot dogs to compare against?
Who makes the best hot dogs?
Well, I mean, I'm just probably just either going to like put it on the grill or microwave it.
By the way, that also qualifies as granny porn. Just for those people that don't know.
Microwaving hot dogs is granny horn?
Yeah. They okay. love
microwaving. Weird niche market.
Microwaving hot dogs. Love it.
Yeah, niche strange. Market, Dutch? I tell you what, that's coming from the person who makes the worst animal traps in America.
On the planet.
I don't want to hear about niche market.
Shut up.
Right? Yeah, well, I'm just saying they're not great. It's weird, too, because I have no access to the internet, so I can't even check the chat room, which to me is very odd. It's
how
very
does, how, did Dennis just set it up by himself, how he can do it mobily on his phone? Like, he didn't share that information with anyone. How he can do the chat room from his phone.
He has illegal technology that the rest of us are not allowed to have.
The problem is I can't even do the chat room from my phone because my phone is literally running the entire show.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally running the entire
Figuratively.
Show.
Well, if you want, here's what we do. You just, if you want to read the chat, I'll read it out loud to you. You just go, Dutch, chat, and then I'll start reading. More like Radio McGayer-ver.
All right, we don't need to be reading the chat just because Royce can't see it. That's a terrible thing to think about.
Everyone, oh, that was you who said that. Sorry.
Wait, were you not going to read the one thing that I actually do want to talk about is buy stupid Atticus's shirt?
No.
Buy a shirt.
Why is Atticus stupid?
Booster.com/alcoholbyvolume. Buy his fucking shirt because I'm panicked because he only has 26 days left on his fucking campaign.
You really want to wear that shirt.
Get the shirts. I wanted to bring it to the More Like Radio Live event and give away a couple of shirts to be a nice fucking person. And this is the thanks I get that I realize
this is what you're panicking over?
Yes, because we have giveaways, we have prizes, there's a merch mug, there's talks about expansion packs for Cards Against Humanity. There's all sorts of things going on for the More Like Radio Live event this August 9th at Just Jake's from 1 to 4 p.m.
Mm.
So much stuff going on. Comedy and auto.
That's right. We're
music.
Making for a giveaway for those who play Cards Against Humanity. We're making a custom More Like Radio deck.
It's gonna be great. That's actually that's a great idea. And you can do it through the company, right?
Yes. Well, there's companies where you can make custom cards. So we're making them. They're going to be exclusive to the live event. We're not going to be sold anywhere
else. We're looking at getting t-shirts just for the event. If somebody would give us a design that's workable.
Exclusive t-shirts, of course.
Dutch, you're going to like this. There's an answer card for you. Joel's failing liver.
That is one of the answer cards.
Okay.
It's one of the answer cards that we're working on. There is a lot of them. For example, one of mine that I put out there is going to spaceweather.com to find sexual release. That's my card. Everyone has their own card.
But I do that.
Yeah.
Well, mine was a joke. You actually do that? It's odd.
You can make your own, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, but there's a lot of UV in the atmosphere today, so you got to be careful.
Actually in the chat room. I'm piggybacking off the same internet, and so far it's doing okay. Dennis, do me a favor. Cut the Ustream video thing up there so people still do. It's all fair. I don't see it. That way they just click the
other. I don't see him.
Shut up.
I don't see him up there.
Come on.
I keep clicking on it. I don't see him up there.
I make fun of
that. Is that what our listeners sound like? I didn't realize.
Yes, all of them.
Oh, okay.
Fans.
Fuck the fans.
Hey. Come on, guys.
No, like I want to make love to all of them.
That's much better.
If you want to make sensual love to the fans, that's fine. Yeah. But as long as it's respectable and you have consent, I'm fine with it.
Oh, it's always respectable. Really, I'm going to spit on it first before I put it in my mouth.
It's not respectable, Sean. That's disgusting.
It's respectable to the person you're blowing.
Oops.
Why?
No, that was the perfect send-off.
Sorry. I had the thing open and I fat-fingered a button. I bought
it. No, it was fine. He jobbed the other day for Zack Ryder. It was good. Yeah.
Well, actually, getting rid of that button, actually.
Let's just start with a story. You want to go do that?
Sure.
I had a chick track set up for tonight, but it's going to be hard for us to read.
Let's just save that one.
Print it out on our printer and look at a hard copy.
Our printer works really well. Let me tell you.
All right.
You.
Well, since we don't have internet.
Well, it's a Wi-Fi printer, so I'm sure it'll be fine.
Since we don't have internet, Sean, go outside and steal me a newspaper.
Okay.
Go get me a newspaper. Seriously.
Yeah, let's do it the normal radio professionals used to.
I'm not even kidding you. If we get a newspaper, I will open it up old style, like old radio shows.
I know what we can do. I'll just use this Harry Potter map that I got, and we'll use magic to do the show. Look at this cool-ass Harry Potter thing. Oh, you guys can't see it right now,
I'm recording it, but we'll see it later.
But later, go back to the video. I got a full map of Harry Potter Land from Universal Studios because they want me to go and have lunch at Hogsmeade.
Now, Marie, what color is that map?
Sepia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice.
And now what do you think's happening to it on the green
screen? Sepia?
It's canceling out.
It's keying it out.
Oh, no. Well,
you guys on the camera,
it is like magic. Marie's holding an invisible map.
Are you guys on? Oh, that's right. You're recording it.
Yeah, I'm recording it. So it'll be up on Vimeo later.
I swear I'm up to no good.
I don't plug it that much, but Vimeo.com/morelikeradio.
Yeah, we really need to start plugging that more.
You can get the Hippo Juice videos and you can get the Dutch and Royce videos. I don't put them on YouTube anymore. I just won't. I'll put little clips because YouTube is too much of a fucking cunt with copyright stuff.
Copyright, showing your dick, and now we can do whatever we want.
They don't let you show your dick.
Whoa. Oh, I do it all the time, though.
I know you do, but they don't allow it, is what I'm saying.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh, oops.
Royce, the first article you gave me is ridiculous. Luckily, I had everything queued up like a professional beforehand, and I haven't closed my tabs.
Yeah, so I have a story.
Oh, that is perfect. That works perfectly.
So I can read some stories.
But it's heartwarming.
I don't want to listen to Sean read because Sean reads dumb. So guy builds biggest fart machine ever to fart at France.
What?
See, Sean, don't make so much noise while I'm reading. Sean? Pick up your headphones. Sean, pick up your headphones.
I don't want
them. Is he pouting?
He's pouting.
Come on, buddy. Buddy.
He's pouting as slowly as he reads.
Buddy.
Colin Furge.
She is a cunt today.
Maker of the coolest Wolverine claws. That's a link to something.
If he makes the coolest Wolverine claws, I'm going to believe him.
I don't know what they are because I can't click on the link. Uh-huh. But he also
try clicking on the Zelda. See if that works.
Oh, okay.
That's your problem.
Ew.
Zelda's the girl.
Ew. Oof.
That was a good joke. Gamers are going to be like roller coastering everywhere.
He killed
and
it.
And good evening, a friend.
I'm raffle coptering right now.
Good.
So he wanted to build a giant butt and fart at France from Dover.
I farted in your general direction.
I just felt it.
That is why he has built the biggest valveless pulse jet machine ever.
That sounds sexual.
These engines powered the Nazi
hot
are 5-1. V1 or 5-1? I don't know if that's a Roman numeral or a letter.
Probably a V.
Anyways,
probably a 6.
When was the last time you would read Roman numerals in normal 6. Print?
It's V-1, not V and then the number 1.
It doesn't matter!
It's very important that I know what kind of Nazi bomb he was replicating.
Somebody smack her in the forehead and said you could have had a V-1.
They're V-1 rockets, yes. Correct.
Thank you.
That's like a V-8 except it's only one vegetable, and it's rutabaga.
Well, that's what he was using to make a stupid fart machine to fart at France. Now the engine is done and he's actually going to build a gigantic butt, install the machine inside his anus, and put the whole thing of a jig.
Now, why is this gentleman farting at France?
Yeah.
What does he have against France?
I mean, everything.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, can't fight that.
What do France do?
Let's list off some things that we could be angry at France about and why.
Surrendering to the Nazis.
Whoa. What? That was like 70 years ago.
But they did.
Stinky cheese.
Stinky cheese.
I'm not a huge fan of French's mustard.
Oh, French's mustard.
Why? Not a fan.
France.
I don't like French's the fact mustard. That they didn't allow us to use freedom fries.
That's Italy Dutch.
No, I have a label as French music. Oops.
It's not French music.
Why do I have this label as French?
It really sounds like Venice. It's a way to Venice, whoops. France. Fucking idiot. Theater of the Incorrect Mind.
Yep, hold on. I have so many buttons, dude.
Anyway, France. Yeah, they make the little Pillsbury crescent rolls. That's France. I mean, I guess that's good.
They're delicious. They're good. We ate them the other day.
Croissants. It's pronounced croissants.
Croissant.
Yeah. Croissants.
Bon croissant.
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 Anyway, this
in here
wants to fart at France.
I mean, who doesn't want to fart at France?
I don't.
I assume France is always farting at us, like on a daily basis.
Well, yeah, that movie taught us anything, that's exactly what they do.
I think that like they maybe circle and link arms like the whole, you know, country of France.
Do you really
outwardly think and they all France- every morning just bends over and farts at every other part of the world from every other direction. Every morning.
Everybody.
That's why French people are so stinky.
I don't think that's
a lot
true.
Of stereotypes here, but I think French people you're still allowed to make fun of them. Like there's no anti-France hate group. So I think you're still allowed to make fun of French people.
I hooked up with a French chick when I was in college.
Did she shave her armpits?
Yeah. No, I mean, she's fine. She's more.
Now,
like,
are they as good at kissing as their namesake?
Yes.
Mm, they invented the kissing, you know?
Yeah.
And the fries.
They have like really like,
and the horn.
They have
horn,
not
French horn.
Okay, you know, like when you look at a pussy, like not the ones that they have a lot of lips, like at first face value.
The ones you look at,
ones that I saw, at least that's what it was.
How many lips?
It was like a three lipper, like on either side, so a sixer all together. You know what I'm talking about?
Six lipper?
A sixer, yeah.
Were you having sex with a face hugger from Aliens?
That's essentially what it was. It, but it wasn't bad. Like, usually when you see all that, you're like, oh, that's beat up, it's loose. But no, no, it was just the way she was shaped, you know what I mean? Like, it,
this is a very vagina.
Marie, what kind of vagina do you have? Do you have a clamshell? You got the open meat sandwich?
The perfect.
All right, Royce, you tell me.
I mean, it's normal.
It's normal.
Well, I mean, you're talking about, you know what I'm talking about, like the layers.
You don't know what it looks like. Shut your face.
It's normal.
After the couple of stories that you told me about your drunken stupors, I kind of think he might have seen it at least twice now.
I mean, that may be true, but I don't remember it, so no.
Okay, she has
so
a very handsome vagina.
She's got a handsome vagina?
It's a very handsome vagina. It would have a monocle over its clit.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's very fancy. It's like if Mr. Peanut was a vagina.
My clit's fancy.
See?
You don't even
do that.
Know.
Then do that.
Why?
Still practicing that song.
I can't wait.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
You don't understand. You'll hear her singing the song like loudly.
Let me tell you the part.
You're welcome, by the way.
Every time. Let me tell you the part that gets me every time.
Okay, sure.
And I have trouble reading it slowly. This is how bad it is. And I still messed up. And swear I meant that there's so much that they give that line a rewind.
It's bad. That's not
I
very.
I swear cool. so much that. Oh, wow.
It's bad.
And swear I meant that there's so much that they give that line a rewind.
I think you're kind of talented. If you can get so that hard. Amount of words out. And because I know what you're talking about as far as that part of the song, like that's.
But now who dat?
She's not talented.
No, do that, know. Do that.
Okay.
Now tell me who dat? Do that.
Okay, but overall, I thought you knew that.
See, she's working on it.
And you got to go straight ghetto with it, or at least Australian ghetto.
You're twerking on it.
First, I got to get the rhythm. Then I got to get the tone.
The rhyme.
Then
get on up. It's bobsled time.
Good running.
Florida coach suspended for twerking on soccer players at party.
I almost choked.
This from our friends at Deadspin. They're not our friends. Old days, a middle school party used to mean cheap pizza, off-brand local supermarket sodas, or pop, as they say in Minnesota, and having to leave when your mom picked you up on the way back from the mall. In the 21st century, what dystopia that is North Florida? A middle school soccer player means boozing, sensual dancing, and potentially ruined career. According to documents obtained from the Florida Times Union, that's my favorite paper. Kernan Middle School teacher and assistant soccer coach Perry was suspended this week after being accused of
Perry Ellis.
No, suspended this week after being accused
Perry of Perry the Platypus.
Perry Mason.
No. Suspended this week after
Perry Farrell.
After being accused of getting down
Perry the Platypus.
Yes, that's the one.
After but that's what I said. He's also known as Agent P.
Are you sure it wasn't Perry Mason?
Tyler Perry presents.
What were you talking about?
Was suspended this week after being accused of getting down on.
Did we say Perry Platypus already?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
After getting down, you know they lay eggs. Getting down the team party in May. One student.
Mammals aren't supposed to do that.
They're not, but those do.
You know, platypuses are so weird that the first guy that found one thought it would stitch together like Frankenstein. I did an article on the platypus when I was in elementary school.
That's right, Hippo Juice, your number one source for marsupial talk. Getting down.
Are they marsupials though?
They are.
Royce.
Totally marsupial.
Stop right. Being
is it Joe Perry?
You're the one that had the marsupial trap service, Dutch. You know all about it.
Well, I was thinking about it, but someone already copyrighted the design.
A lot of people don't know that we in the Lopez household only eat marsupial eggs.
Yeah, they're delicious and they're free range.
Yes.
Oh my God.
We have a marsupial pond in the back. Well, it's not true. We actually just duct tape a duck to an otter. And make it lay eggs.
Is that platypus? They're straight up marsupial. I thought they were something else though.
It's platypi, and when there's many of them, when you have more platypi,
platypussies.
Not many people know platypussies come when swans and otters have sex.
Okay.
They meld together and make platypussies.
See, I thought that it was a duck, not a swan.
Or a gaggle of platypussies. I believe it's what it's called.
A gaggle.
I thought it was more beaver.
That's another word. According to documents obtained from Florida Time Unions, Joe Perry, according to Tyler Perry, Karen Middle School teacher,
Matthew Perry,
was suspended this week after being accused of getting down at a team party and twerking
and
with
also
the students.
Getting jiggy with it.
He was twerking with the students. The students, according to the investigative report, claim the coach was drinking alcohol and twerking on players.
Hot.
The district investigation made note of twerking as a form of dirty dance.
Bring it.
It said as nobody puts baby in the corner. That's
a quote. Whoa.
At one point, Tyler Perry alleged receiving a lap dance that was approximately 3 to 4 minutes long.
Like his penis.
The district viewed the video of the lap dance on a cell phone video, which was filmed sideways because niggas don't know how to be using that cell phone correctly.
Jesus.
One student thought Tyler Perry was drinking a Bud Light, but it turned out it was a Natty Ice during the festivities and drove home with the student
in the
car. I
didn't like to call them Nasty Ice.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're not good.
Oh.
According to students interviewed, said Perry brought a bottle of vodka to the party. It is not known yet whether it was Ciroc, that stuff P. Diddy makes.
Oh, good.
Hmm?
This sounds horrible.
Now, Dutch, I think this brings up a valuable question. At what age did you start twerking?
I was a born twerker, man.
False. 15 was the correct answer.
Oh, I
take a point away from Dutch.
Man, what?
I'm marking it down.
I'm the one who can do that.
You're wrong.
Well, I wrote it down.
It's written down.
It's analog this week.
Damn it. Listen, your quarterly report. It's not going to be good, Dutch. I'm going to tell you right now.
That's a negative 1 point.
You might try to put fives for yourself, but don't even bother.
All right, ask me another question. I'll get this one right.
No, I'm not.
No, you're done.
No, that's
it. You're mad at me because I got that one.
My quarterly report is only one question. It's always It's always about twerking.
And he asks it every quarter.
I ask the same question, and the answer is always what I say it is.
Oh, okay.
Watch, Sean, at what age did you start twerking?
15.
Look, boom, that's 5. You get a 5 on your twerking report next quarter.
Well, how does he get +5 and I get -1?
Boop, boop. Oh, okay, -2, smartass. Want to make it -3?
That's not fucking fair.
-5. Is this what you want?
Am I?
No, it's not what I want.
Yes. You? Maria, at what age did you start twerking?
12.
That's accurate because women develop faster than men. +7.
Yes.
You can't. I don't like your rules here.
-10 for Dutch.
Okay.
For Sean.
This is not fun.
6 for Sean.
All right.
And I also cast a level 5 cloak of invisibility on you.
Oh, you're screwed now, bro.
That's just silly.
I release a level 10 dragon also. Is that what you want? You want a dragon attacking the set?
You know what I want is I want you to actually attack in the clan that we're in Clash of Clans. And you never do it, speaking of dragons.
You need to roll the 16-sided die before you can do that, bro.
That's not true. That's not true because when we started the show, I had 2 enchantments already put down. So I could roll 2 16 dies. And actually, what will happen is the hobbit's going to come and steal the gold.
I forgot about your hobbit passive.
Pope deputies used taser to arrest unruly guests at Legoland. Now, for those who don't know, Legoland is like a theme park made entirely of Legos. Everything's very uncomfortable.
Were they unruly because they weren't following the instructions for building with Legos?
Yes.
Well, why would you be unruly when you have Everything is Awesome playing all the time?
That's not...
Everything is Awesome! God.
That doesn't play in the park at all times.
It does, actually.
I don't know why I haven't done that
every
song yet.
Every moment, even
everything
in the bathrooms.
Everything is great when you're part of a team.
See?
Everything is awesome!
That movie was really good, though. I gotta say,
the movie was great.
It was very funny.
I laughed.
Oh, God. It's like they knew they were being annoying, and they just kept doing it. That song was so annoying. Remember when Phil Lord said we knew it was going to get in kids' heads and just bother everybody? Winter Haven. When Polk County...
We don't have video on. You can't see us dancing.
But I am. I'm dancing.
Okay.
When Polk County Sheriff's deputies asked him his name, he squawked. I guess he was turkey. When they asked him his name, he said, I'm a pterodactyl. No, seriously, he said he was a pterodactyl. He told them after a briefcase through the Legoland Florida water park. Richard Campagna.
Champagne?
No, it's Campagna, for real.
Champagna?
36.
Richard Champagne.
Was arrested at the end of the incident that lasted about 30 minutes on Wednesday after causing a ruckus. See, this is what happens when you listen to hippo juice. You get arrested.
Was that a ruckus? I thought I heard a ruckus.
Was arrested after causing a ruckus at the water park, according to Polk County Sheriff's
Office. Don't mess with the bull, you'll get the horns.
Okay.
Why?
The Sheriff's Office said he was charged with battery on law enforcement officer, felony, and losing that little tiny little Lego piece you always need to finish it, but
damn
it's
it.
Never in the box.
I hate it. It's the two-piece one.
And you can't get it together.
But it's the real thin one, not the stacked
up
one.
He was charged with that.
Dude, I had that issue like this last Christmas because my nephews all got Legos, and I was like, I forgot how enraging these things are to put together.
Right. No, it is. And actually, I have a whole bunch of Legos here. And actually, these son was over. He's 5, and he was playing with them. And he's like, oh, help me put together Optimus Prime. I go, no, it's not put together for the reason that I don't have the patience. So I definitely don't have the patience to help a 5-year-old put it together. Because usually when a 5-year-old puts a Lego together, it's never done right. And then they get angry. Instead, he ran into the park's lazy river. A sheriff's office spokeswoman. The water course was occupied by a large.
You can't run fast through a river.
When the bottom of the river is made of Legos, it really hurts your feet.
Ooh,
a large number of children, the report said. That is when they splash water on the deputy. That's when he splashed water on the deputy.
Oh, that's the assault.
Still yelling, he was a pterodactyl, mind you.
That's bad.
I splashed the sheriff.
But I did not squirt the deputy.
You didn't do it.
At this point, deputies tried to subdue him with a taser, but he was in water. I wouldn't recommend
it. So they electrocuted him and then he died.
Good story, bro.
And also they electrocuted everyone else also in the lazy river.
And they were also rocking down to Electric Avenue.
Okay.
But they didn't take it higher.
No, not this time. But because only one of the probes stuck into the gentleman, the use of the stun gun was unsuccessful. However, 17 children were killed. He pulled the probe out of his elbow and he took multiple deputies. He was quoted as saying, I can do this all day now. I can do this all day.
Hey, how long could you do this for?
I can do this all day. As well as Legoland staff chose to chase him down and eventually arrest him. He was unruly, she said. Despite common misconceptions, the electrical discharge from a taser poses no risk to the person in the water.
Yeah, Royce.
He refused to be ruled by a taser.
He won't. He would not allow
it. That taser's not my mom.
You're not my mama.
The actions of the gentleman also alarmed families at the attraction, as well as numerous children playing in the water park already sad because they were at Legoland because their parents couldn't afford to take them to Disney. Campagna came to the park. By the way, Legoland, I've heard not heard good things.
Mom, I want to go to Disney World.
No, you're going to go to Legoland.
Mom, I want to go to Blizzard Beach.
No, you're going to go to Legoland.
But I want to go to Blizzard Beach.
You're going to go to fucking Legoland.
But is it?
Shut the fuck up or we're going to go to Busch Gardens. How about that?
Is it comparable to Disney World?
No,
now
it's
we're
nothing
going to
like
Dinoland, USA.
How do you know the word comparable at that age?
No, it's not comparable.
I'm sorry, I'm a very intelligent young child.
He was 21 when he was having
this. Oh, okay.
He just happened. He just right at the moment they were interviewing him, he got kicked in the balls. No deputies of Legoland. See there, he's back. No deputies of Legoland staff members were injured. Well, of course not. And did not need medical attention after being corralled, according to the show.
Good, because those Lego Band-Aids hurt.
Ouch, is what I say.
He kicked him in a penis.
Penis kicking. There's always.
Dutch, did you get our new penis drop?
Suck my penis.
I haven't got it yet, no.
I want the suck.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that phrase to me.
Just do it right now. Hold on, I'm just do work on the fly.
I can't, though, because I'm broadcasting. Because normally when I do work on the fly, I'm able to turn it down so you guys can hear, but everybody else will be able to hear.
You know what? I want to change that word to man casting. I don't like you saying
broad.
It's offensive.
Listen here, you broad.
I'm going to see if I can find my favorite part of the song.
Silly broad.
This is very important. Everyone just stop what you're doing. Don't even pay attention to how much we're working on air.
I was
going to
say, we're reading
the
story.
Well, the story's over because I want to hear Suck My Penis.
Suck My Penis.
This is my favorite part of the song. Oh, wait, no. What song are you talking about?
This one.
Talk Dirty to Me. That's right.
Yes, the 2 Chainz part.
But skip.
I'm getting to it.
Skip. There. Wait, no.
It's right after this part. Yeah. But I want to dance a little. Everyone dance a little.
It's 2 Chainz. You're looking for 2 Chainz.
I'm looking for any Chainz.
No
bro.
Chainz.
Talk squirrely to me.
Yeah, talk squirrely.
That's what I say.
We're going to make a parody video. Sean was talking about it. Where squirrels are dancing to it. It's going to be called Talk Squirrely to Me. What do you think? Take that, Weird Al.
I think you got a hit on your hand.
Okay, it's coming up.
Talk squirrely to me.
It's coming up. It's coming up. Oh, my God. It's going to be so awesome. It's going to be so awesome.
Here it comes.
Come on.
Those cadenas close to genius. Sold out arenas, you can suck my penis.
Penis, you can suck my penis. I love the way he says
there
that.
There it is.
Suck my penis.
Well, it had to rhyme with arenas, so.
Penis.
Yeah. Those cadenas close to genius. Sold out arenas, you can suck my penis.
See, it's just something about Gilbert Arenas.
All right, I get it.
Right, Gilbert Arenas goes on deck.
It's very important. It's very,
all right,
very.
I'll get it.
There's 2 versions of that song, though, and the one you have downloaded.
There's
on your
2
phone,
versions in that song. I wouldn't recommend them listening to it then, because the song's not for them.
No. But no, the version you have on your phone that you play in the car, I feel like the guy hits penis harder than that version.
Someone, listen. When I hit penis, I hit it as hard as I can.
Suck penis.
I'm always. When I hit a hard penis.
You are
penis,
nailing that penis.
I hit that penis hard.
He hit me so hard in the penis.
The other
earlier.
Day, I hit him in the penis.
I was so angry.
He kicked him in the penis.
Like that. 2 times in 1 show. Lana Del Rey has slept with a lot of guys in the music industry.
Yeah, that I've heard that rumor before. Is it for reals?
More like Lana Del, well, you know. Lana Del Rey, a mysterious creature. If
even Lana Del Day, right? That's where you're at.
That's where you're going. Hey.
Lana not having a great day.
Yeah.
Lana Del Rey, a mysterious creature. No, she's a woman. If ever there was one. Oh, sure, there's talk of Fordham and someone named Lizzie. Okay, get to the Yahoo. You're not fucking brilliant.
Get to the point.
Yahoo sucks.
Okay. Apparently, before she had a lot of sex with a lot of people in the music industry to get where she is today.
So,
she said,
"Isn't that what everyone does, though?"
Yeah,
I don't think that's true. I don't think everyone.
I mean, I haven't had sex.
Who would have sex with Adele like purposely?
Okay,
purposely have sex.
Okay,
with Adele.
Well, I would for the story.
You would have sex with Adele
for the story? Yeah.
Yes.
You would have sex with a computer. That's weird. I don't even know you anymore.
That is weird,
dude. You're getting Adele.
That's what she says after she fucks a guy. She goes, "Dude, you're getting Adele," and then they all high five, and then the guy goes, "Gets dropped by Adele because he was selling pot."
Yeah, I would now, fuck up Lionel Ray in a second.
I'm gonna go the other way in that story and say I haven't slept with anyone in the music industry, and that's why I'm not a record person.
Yeah, see, do you have a record deal?
No, I have none.
Dutch, do you have a record
no
deal?
Single.
Do Joe does.
Shut up,
Joe Coletta does.
Yeah, but who did he fuck to get that?
You're right.
I had one.
Have you seen his dick?
I have seen. It's very.
We've
awkward.
All
at
seen
the top,
his dick.
It's small. Yeah. It's like it's long,
right? It's
but
long.
At the top, it's like,
right? Well, yeah, it comes he's got a pencil.
Tapers up. It tapers up.
It feels like it would fit in the back of my throat really well.
It's like the Washington. If the Washington Monument was a penis.
I feel penis. Like if I feel penis. Like if I had sex with one person in the music industry, I would at least get a little bit of a music career going.
Or maybe
what
a
if you have
check?
Sex with somebody who was doing karaoke? Would that get you ahead?
Probably not.
That's my fault.
It then might get you
up.
Some head.
Then I fucked up.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to actually have someone in the industry, not just reading a YouTube lyrics.
Wait, you had sex thing. With somebody that did karaoke?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you do that?
Carefully?
Okay.
I mean, high notes, I guess. I don't know.
He could be
some joke about singing. Just put it in there. Add that in post. Dutch, later after the show, add a joke right here.
Okay. I made her hit the high notes.
Right. I'm going to just go keep. No, I'm going to keep a. I'm going to say quiet. Dutch, I'm going to leave a quiet spot here so you'd add a joke later. Okay.
I'm not doing anything.
Okay. Here we go. And quiet.
I'm not going to do it, though. I'm not going to add anything.
Now everyone laugh. So Dutch can add.
I'm not going to add anything.
Royce is funny.
Hey, he's
funny.
Royce is so witty. So just add all that together and
put that
make
in.
It sound good.
You're a boob.
You're a boob. You're a uniboob. Oh, hey, the board.
Oh,
Dutch, you want to guess the stuff on the board?
What a transition. Royce is a genius.
Board. That's on the hashtag hippo board if you want to get on there.
Hashtag hippo board.
You want to save it for after the break?
Yeah. No, I want to save it for right now.
We can't have a break.
We can have a break.
We can't.
We need a break.
I got to pee badly.
We need a break.
Yeah.
So we'll take a break. But Dutch, are you going to run the break?
I guess I have to.
No, I can run the break, right?
You can? I mean, hey, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Right?
Hey, guys.
Hey, somebody say something funny.
Hey.
I'm going to go rub one out.
Let's go to break. We'll do it after the break, but then say
that
something
wasn't
funny,
Sean.
And then Marie go to... All right, let's do a funny joke. Let's do a funny joke.
All right, I don't know any funny jokes.
All right, ready? Okay, ready? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Fuck you! Get out of my house!
Warlife Radio!
Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? We'll go to the second annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson, Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians and possibly Mersh if you could get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds will go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
That was emotionally fuck.
What?
You can't even say it wrong correctly.
Mary Catley and Oshley.
Stroking worse in case.
Wow.
See, Mary Cat and Billy Ocean?
That was the one
you could probably say Mary Catley Olson, because then you wouldn't have to say Ashley. But you know what else? You know what else I read? What I figured out was interesting. Why don't people call it Ashley and Mary Kate Olson instead of Mary Kate and Oshley? God damn it.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where's he going for?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, fun.
Birdie birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
And to the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Paul.
Amazing.
Australia.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
How about fantasy football?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game, Marcus?
No, damn it. It's been 5 months and I want to play fantasy freaking football.
Fine.
You've been waiting for this for months, and it's back.
With the first pick in the 2014 draft,
fantasy football has returned. Join the Tattoos and Touchdowns Fantasy Football where you can compete against Chris and Will as well as other fans of the show. Talk smack and make all the backroom deals you want. There's no cost to join, except maybe your pride if you lose. Let us know if you want to join. Email the show at tattoosandtouchdowns@morelikeradio.com. Message us on Facebook at facebook.com/tattoosandtouchdowns or tweet us at tatsandtds. And don't forget to listen to Tattoos and Touchdowns every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon to find out what you need to know for your draft and stardom and sit-em during the season. Followed by The Sully Show, only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you feel classy on Monday nights?
Welcome to the slip party.
Yes!
Well, okay, maybe not. Listen to Marianne.
Oh my god, I would take the shits over throwing up anytime.
And Kitty.
Yeah, and you know what I like doing is sucking the cream out.
Wait, what the hell is this show about?
That's a bad vagina.
And I'm supposed to listen to this train wreck. Why?
Their show is so funny. Oh, my God.
Well, if you say so, Kitty. So, when am I supposed to tune in?
How about, like, a Monday night at 9?
Okay, sounds good. Anything else I should know?
Better out through the mouth than the butt, right?
I think I'd rather have it out through the butt.
God, they don't pay me enough to do this. God, shit.
Daytime Divas.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Yeah! All right, man. I think that's Carl. He's bringing some party supplies for the festival.
Okay, cool.
Energy.
Oh, what's that?
It's an energy thing.
Oh, that's more energy. It's a total energy thing.
Yeah, it's an energy
cool.
thing.
What's up, Duke?
Good, you smell.
Thank you.
Hey, man, where's your ex-girlfriend? Molly?
What? No, I don't know Molly.
I think he's talking about Molly, the drug. It's like ecstasy, but
yeah,
it's like different somehow. No one knows.
No, I think I know Blake a little bit better than you, Adam. And I think he's talking about a chick named Molly.
Oh no,
right?
I'm talking about the drug. I want drugs given to me. That's what you're here for, bud.
Yeah, of course I have that, Molly. Right here, man.
All right.
Yeah, so you're going to a rave, huh?
Oh, you cannot join us though.
All right, look. If you want the Molly, okay, then you need to chant the raver's prayer with me. Okay, ready? And here we go. We are one massive tribal village. Say it with me. That transcends man-made law.
Man, can I just get the stuff? I'll give you this popsicle, man. Your dead eye's been looking at me the whole time.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good deal. Yeah. There you go.
Cool. And then there you go.
Come on. La, 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 la.
There you go, you dirty bitch.
Back live, the number to call in is 954-573-2780. You are listening to Hippo Juice live on morelikeradio.com or via podcast, which you probably pull from morelikeradio.org or iTunes or for many other places you can catch our show.
Vimeo, YouTube, TuneIn, we're everywhere.
Everywhere. So, like I said, if you want to call them, the numbers 954-573-2780. Don't forget, August 9th, MLR Live 2. It's going to be a tribute to Otto Peterson. The GoFundMe is up right now on the More Like Radio live event page, which is tinyurl.com/MLR live and the number 2. If you want to go ahead and say you're going, or if not, even if you can't make it, please donate. Like I said, all the proceeds are going to Otto's family.
But
so,
it'll be great if you can go.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. And also, I think we're going to be calling in Eric's show, not this weekend, but next Saturday.
Nice.
Calling in, or are you actually like trying?
No, we're going to call in to promote the live event. And then I'm going to see about maybe doing the show live that Saturday, because after the live event, because I think the show's at 8 o'clock.
Is he going to try and make it out or no?
Yeah, he's going to try to be there. I think he can definitely make it. So he said he'll be out there.
Nice.
So it should be fun. It should be a good time.
Did the show you guys did... Is he replaying any of the stuff that he was doing before? Because I know he was like setting up a podcast, like a Simpsons thing. Is that a separate project than what he's doing
now? That's a separate project. That's a separate thing. Okay. His podcast stuff.
Because you guys did that with him. So
yeah, we did that as well. We did a few things with him. Anyway, speaking of the Simpsons, you saw that there's going to be like a Simpsons Land website where they're going to put every single episode of The Simpsons online to be accessible 24/7 for free.
Kind of like the All SP.
Right, like that.
What else are they going to do at this point? They've done everything.
FXX is doing a Simpsons marathon. They're going to play every single episode from the first one to the current one. It's going to be like 24/7. They're going to do. If I still had cable, I would care. If I couldn't get every episode on demand right now, it would be a big deal. But you know, since it's 2014, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. But speaking of
be more funny.
Speaking of time, I want to transport you guys back. To the age of the dinosaurs with our friend Jack Chick. It's a Chick Track.
We don't want to do the Hippo.
I thought we were going to wait next week.
We're going to do the Chick Track because everyone has it pulled up. I'm going to do the Hippo board after the Chick Track. Okay, is that fine? Is that fine with everybody?
We already teased the Hippo board, though.
Fine, we'll do the Hippo board. Then it had such a great transition. It was good. Whatever.
That's why you wanted to do it, because you had a transition.
I'm just throwing a monkey wrench in your flow.
Really good.
But we said we were going to do the Hippo board.
Dutch just shit on everything you said.
They call me emergency brake Dutch.
He pulled the e-brake. He's flipping that car.
We're just skidding down the side of the road now.
All right, Dutch.
Yes.
Hippo board.
No.
Let's go.
I don't want to do that.
No, the Hippo board is your weekly hashtag that we think of. And you could add to it if it's funny enough. Just do hashtag Hippo board on Twitter or Facebook.
All right, I'm going to give you a hint.
Mm-hmm.
The first three were all uttered in about this time frame of 30 seconds.
Okay, so the first one's bitch for life with a Y. Yeah. So,
and then up four, of course, because, you know, hardcore.
Hot problems, fake bosom problems?
Yes.
Is that the way you spell bosom?
Yes.
No. No.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe.
It is.
Who
it
knows?
Is. I bet
no
you
one
it
knows.
Is. How do you spell bosom, Sean?
I don't know.
Okay, see? I'm all right. Go ahead.
I'm thinking you guys were making up rap lyrics as you went, and then it just kind of turned into like somebody hitting somebody's boobs and then saying that you had fake boobs or something like that.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Wow, I hit it right on the head. Mm-hmm. Yay me!
Couldn't have guessed it more accurately than you did. Next one up. Uniboobs. Uniboobs.
Hashtag uniboobs.
Was I seriously right? There's no way.
Just next one, Dutch. Hashtag uniboobs.
Uniboob. Okay, boobs mushed together to come out as one boob.
Very close. I will give you more detail because it was funnier the way that we said it.
Okay.
Idiot.
So Big Booby D was discussing
sports bras
and how she needs to double up on her sports
bra. Apparently, we found out if you have big breasts and you wear sports bras, your boob turns into this one big uniboob.
Wait,
Yeah, she's like, if I just wear one sports bra, then my boobs are still bouncing up and down, but it becomes one big bouncy uniboob. So she has to wear two.
Yeah, Kelly told me that she had those issues too.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know D had big boobs.
What, you thought there were tumors or something?
I can't. I'm not a doctor.
The next one is hashtag your jam of the day.
You guys signed up for a jelly of the week club?
Yep, nailed it. Next one, hashtag Jewish breakup.
You two are breaking up because you're now Jewish?
Boom, nailed it. Hashtag WTF Paul.
I don't know. The Jewish breakup one was actually pretty funny.
Okay, fine. What's Jewish breakup?
All right, so our good old pal, Dr. B, was getting a bagel at a bagel store and witnessed right next to him a dude breaking up with his girlfriend.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he's like, he didn't even let her finish her bagel before he said, I don't think we should start seeing each other anymore. And so, but she was crying, but she was still eating her bagel.
Oh no, there's nothing sadder than watching someone try to eat while they're crying.
Bagels are expensive though, I get it.
Jesus. Oh my God. Dude, have you guys ever seen Breakups Live? Those are the most awkward. Oh my God, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's hilarious.
I had to ask him, like, maybe the guy had to break up with her immediately because he couldn't stand the way she ate bagels.
Yes.
The next one is WTF Paul.
Paul.
Paul, you want to guess that?
Paul Bearer. You were like, what the fuck, Paul?
No.
Nice.
Apparently, we found out that Paul McCartney did not allow Weird Al to do a parody of Live and Let Die called Chicken Pot Pie. And I was like, come on, fucking Paul McCartney.
Yeah, they've always kind of had that weird standard with their music. They don't want them in commercials or all that kind of stuff.
Well, here's the thing. Weird Al's a rebel and he did it live. Would you like to hear 50-second audio of Chicken Pot Pie?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
When we were young, Bernie's deli was down the block. He made a great liver pate. If there's one thing in this world that I like better than a corned beef on rye, it's chicken pie pie.
You guys like Weird Al?
It gets better. Hold on. It gets better.
Chicken pot pie.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Are you really not a fan of Weird Al, Dutch?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't think he sucks. I've just never had an outright laugh from listening to any of his stuff, I guess. Maybe it's just
You haven't listened to his stuff.
It's too
high
for Dutch.
It is. I get it.
No, I remember as a freshman in high school listening to Running With Scissors. The one thing, okay, you know what? It wasn't one of his parody songs. It was just one of his dumb songs that he had, that whole Albuquerque song. I found that entertaining, but I don't know.
Albuquerque? Out of everything?
That's the only thing I actually found entertaining. Everything else is like, okay, there it is.
The next one is hashtag get your fixins. Well, you know what that is, Dutch.
Right.
And Royce show. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, listen to Dutch and Royce. We drank, Sean and I drank a peanut butter and jelly soda.
It was not good.
From Lester's Fixins, y'all get your fixins.
It wasn't good.
The next one, Buffalo Soda.
Right, which was, like we said yesterday,
with that.
Lester makes a Buffalo
and
Soda.
And obviously Days of Future Queef.
Right.
No, that's not obvious.
Well, we didn't say it on air, Dutch. Yes, we're bringing back we did it many years ago.
That's right. We did do this on air. Okay.
Movie queefs, where we had Murray put the link in their list of a movie
film queef. Hashtag film queef.
Right.
We started
right.
it up again.
Go ahead and explain it, Murray.
So the rule of film queef is you have to take a movie title and replace one word with the word queef.
Yes.
So I was realizing that we hadn't done it in several years and there were new movies that have come out that we didn't queef it up. So my favorite one that I came up with was Days of Future Queefs, X-Men.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, 28 queefs later, Universal Queefer. These are just some examples of, we was on Twitter actually, it was a hashtag film queefs. I want to bring it back because I think a lot of films have come out since this. Like, you know, Queef NATO. No one, we haven't done Queef NATO. That's one that needs to be done, right?
Right.
Queef Demic.
Right.
Another good one.
Lego Queef.
Starship Queefers. These are things that we need to work on because, like I said, the one thing we strive for here at Hippo Juice is highbrow humor.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just like to say that now that we have a super best friend director, Phil Lord, that actually has movies.
He's my biffle.
Is he going to work on 21 Queef Street with us?
Yes, he is going to 23 Queef Street.
We did tweet Phil Lord and Chris Miller last night, Cloudy with a Chance of Queef Balls and 22 Queef Street.
And they favorited it.
And they loved it.
Of course, because, you know, our friends, super best friends, Phil Lord and Christopher Miller.
Didn't they say last time they were on, like, they actually listened to the show just...
Yes.
Off and on, just randomly?
Yes, because we're very good. And I don't blame them. Them, you know, and millions of people listen and have been listening to Hippo Juice since its conception.
Wow.
It's true.
Now, we've gone through the Hippo board.
Yes, we have.
Speaking of conception.
Immaculate conception.
I'm going to try to segue using that word into chick tracks here. So that was my segue.
Jesus.
Do you have a link to it? I don't have it here.
It's in the prep that I sent you.
Oh, here we go. I got it. Never mind. Sorry.
Oh! But I will also post it in the chat room for those who would like to follow along at home. And, of course, Etikus will edit this and make a wonderful video like he always does.
Because he's awesome.
So this one deals with dinosaurs.
What are those?
Never existed at the same time as humans, just so everybody's clear.
You'll be wrong.
What?
Because
no, it's scientific fact, though.
According to Jack Chick. I will be the voice of the dinosaur.
All right.
I'll be dinosaur.
Oh, I'll be there's a lady brontosaurus. I want to be that one.
Oh, then you be the dinosaur.
Well, no, there's other dinosaurs.
There's only one dinosaur.
No, it's that one dinosaur.
Okay. You know what? I want you to be the lady dinosaur. That's fine. I didn't realize it was a lady until
But
I
you have saw. To do it like Ducky from Land Before Time.
Yes.
What does Ducky sound like?
Hold on. Let me actually pull a clip of her. Keep going.
Just do whatever you want.
I don't know what Ducky sounds like.
All right.
Sorry.
Who wants to be the little kid?
What little kid?
The little kid up there, the one that's...
Sean always has to do the kids.
Yes.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Phrasing.
He does. I'll be the angry teacher. I'll be the angry evolutionist teacher. Okay?
Right. Oh, wait. No. Bad clip.
Dutch, you will do the voiceovers as usual.
As always.
You will do the ones in white. I will do the ones in African-American.
That's just the color black. It's not racist to say it if it's a color.
Bro! Don't say the C word on this show.
Here's Ducky.
Super.
I didn't say cunt.
You keep it safe. Yep, yep, yep. Nope, nope, nope.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yep, yep, yep. Nope, nope, nope. Okay, got it.
All right.
All right. Let's get going. Go ahead, Marie.
Gasp, I think he saw me. I've got to hide.
I saw one. I saw one. Everyone follow me.
Who's the Neanderthal?
Grab your weapons.
Thank you. If I can get into the clouds, I'll be safe. I'm so tired, I have to rest.
I see her tracks this way.
I can hear them. They're getting close. A few more feet and I'll be safe. Thank goodness I'm in the clouds. Nobody can see me now.
I think I see her.
Where?
Look. Ah!
Ha. Huh?
Yeah, that's what he says.
Okay. Yummy dino burgers tonight.
Yeah, they're my favorite.
This will take us 36 trips.
Sean?
Grandpa, why is it so hard to find dragons anymore?
They're a dying breed. Who knows? You may be eating the very last one.
Where did the dinosaurs go?
Millions of years ago, only dinosaurs ruled the world. Do you think we'll kill them? A giant comet hit the Earth.
Is that how the dinosaurs died? Oh. No! It's all story told by the people who don't trust God, and God should know. After all, he was there.
So what did God say happened?
God created man, animals, and plants in the same week they were created, not evolved. See Genesis 1:1-3 and 4.
Studio.
That includes dinosaurs. God said the only fruit of one tree was off limits.
But Eve wanted to try it, and Satan saw her weakness. He pushed her, and Adam and Eve disobeyed God. Mankind was lost. See Genesis 3.
God turned away from them. They were thrown out of the garden. The firstborn kid killed a godly little brother. From there, everything went downhill. See, look what happens next. They rejected God and created their own gods. Before long, the whole world was filled with wickedness.
Even the imagination of thoughts of heart was only evil continually.
Oh, God was righteous. He must punish sin. Yet he gave them 120 years to repent. Everyone Everyone ignored him except Noah. Noah.
Sean.
Am I Noah?
Sean, be Noah.
Just jump in.
Sean, do Noah.
Turn from your wickedness.
Shut up.
Why should we?
God had him build a ship that could hold every kind of animal in the world.
Even dinosaurs.
Apparently so, yes.
Yeah. What about Denver, the last dinosaur? He played guitar.
Two of each of them, bro.
Two?
Yeah.
Two dinosaurs.
Two of each dinosaur.
But hold on.
The sheer
size of a brontosaurus.
Yeah, the next panel is two velociraptors.
How big was the ark?
Actually, no. The brontosauruses were strapped onto the bottom of the ark, but their necks were so long that they could reach out the side and breathe air as the ark was floating.
I bet they were brontosaur with Noah.
Good job.
No, you're talking about how big is the ark? Like, because I guess they had the whole thing of cubits was like the measurement, and in the Bible they actually give the full out measurement.
I've been on that site. Okay,
they
cubits.
Translate.
Hey. No, that's
Okay, cubits. Hey. It's a dating site.
Hey.
Okay, right.
What?
Hey.
Maybe Noah was a Time Lord and the ark was a TARDIS because it's bigger on the inside.
Maybe. That makes more sense.
All right, Dutch.
But basically, they broke it down and they said there's absolutely no way you could have two of any kind of animal in Alaska, let alone the whole world.
You could have two of hearts.
You could have that.
Go ahead. Do you want to keep reading? God put apparently dragons, dinosaurs in the Bible.
God put dragons and other animals on the ark because
dragons.
Mothers of the Storms was about to hit. When they got inside, God shut the door. The storm hit and the earth went into convulsions. The ground water shattered the earth's surface. The canopy of water above the earth collapsed. Plants, animals, and people were drowned and sandwiched with a nice side of oregano with these dinosaurs.
Dinosaur sandwiches?
Into layers of thick mud and rock. Except those dinosaurs were in the ark, were, quote, fruitful and multiplied, which means they were humping each other's brains out, like other animals.
Mama, it's beautiful.
Okay, wait a second. So the baby dinosaurs could talk, but the mama dinosaurs could only think?
Apparently so, yeah.
But now the dinosaurs had a big problem. Their air had changed.
Remember, friends, start over, Joel.
Hey, pal, you got a Ricola? The air's changed.
Remember those trillions of destroyed plants? Well, made the air rich with oxygen.
And they didn't.
Big animals that need lots to survive. In the thinner air, it was harder to breathe, and it got... And it got slower to easier to catch. He's just letting us know how air works now.
Dr. Jack Chick
is a genius.
Thinks that dinosaurs died because the air got too thin because they're too big.
Right.
That is how Christians think. But how do they die? How they died.
Scientifically, isn't there about 70% oxygen in most things, and even the biggest animal only consumes a certain amount of oxygen that's brought into its body, so it wouldn't matter. There's plenty of oxygen.
Consume all the oxygen.
See, she knows about it. She knows what I'm talking about. Okay, so
let's hear what this leprechaun man says.
Okay, sure. You're the kid. Go ahead.
Grandpa, I wish I could have seen the earth in that beautiful garden before the flood.
That's my price of sin, my boy.
Now you know how the dinosaurs really died because of sin. The Lord destroyed the earth by water. But next time.
Oh, wait. Apparently 2 Peter said that.
So apparently the dinosaurs died because of sin.
Of slavery. Of slavery.
Yeah, because all the dinosaurs were butt fucking.
You're right. I'm sorry. My lungs aren't big enough to breathe this thin air due to the lack
of
plants.
Open the door, get on the floor. Everybody butt fuck a dinosaur.
No.
That was my favorite song. Boom, boom.
All the dinosaurs. Boom, boom. All dinosaurs were hashtag allegedly gay and were doing butt sex.
It was not like this
20 million years ago, I lit a cigarette. Sorry.
There you go.
I don't know how much more of this I can take. This hurts me.
Go ahead, keep
this
reading. I have music for you.
It will be by fire! But the day of the Lord will come. Oh, sorry, if I'm reading a verse, I have to have a different voice?
That doesn't matter.
But the day of the Lord will come, and heaven shall pass away with a great noise. And
hey, Dutch, someone's knocking on the door. I think it's a dinosaur. Can you open the door and do
yes.
it?
Yes.
Thank you.
And the elements shall be melt with fervent heat, and the earth also shall be burnt up.
You 2
Peter 3:1-0.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Sorry, there was bold face and then regular face. There's so many overlays of talking on this one.
I know. And you must know, every person born of this planet from Adam until the end will bow down before the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hey,
do you know who Jesus really is?
Yeah, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Phil. Did I say it right?
He is God Almighty. He is God of Son, God the Son. He will rule the world at his second coming. He will judge the nations. When you die, he will judge you.
Sounds like a judgmental cunt.
Oh, I got it's Adam. Dude, it's not Adam and Manuel.
If you ignore him, you are doomed. Jesus. Doomed, I say.
Fuck that.
Can we skip forward?
Yes.
This is fucking burning.
Can we skip forward to the dialogue?
Okay, yes, we can.
To
but only if you walk the dinosaur with me.
I mean, is that going to take away from the story or no? It's a lot of lessons.
No, it's not. There's no story. It's trying to teach you about Jesus.
Yeah, dude, the rest of this.
And ignorant. Is
yeah, the rest of this has nothing to do with what
we're talking
about.
Okay, you prove to me that dinosaurs weren't alive when people were. Prove it to me right now.
Okay.
The fact that carbon dating says that they weren't.
I don't believe carbon dating.
You don't understand the fact that atoms break down at a certain constant rate. And that
Adam
by
and
measuring,
John. It's not Adam and John.
By
that's
measuring the amount of
the
carbon atoms,
Adam and Job.
Oh, teacher, I have a question. Yes. Uh-huh. I have a question about the factual article.
Hey, hold on. Hey, spit your gum out.
Oh,
okay, go ahead.
Where did you get that gum?
Okay, go ahead.
Don't get me in trouble, you narc.
Go. Asking for a friend.
No. Later. Okay. So. We're supposed to believe that not only the dinosaurs.
Sorry, that's the bell.
No,
class is over. Class is over. All right, guys.
Hey, no.
Homework's on the board. Marie, shut up.
See you guys next week.
The dinosaurs are talking dinosaurs. Right.
With their mouths.
With their mouths.
Yeah, not the baby.
Yeah.
Not the mama. It was a puppet.
And why do the dinosaurs have such nice eyelashes?
Jim Henson.
Oh, hold on. We have a caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey,
Cakes. John.
Hi, guys.
Don't worry. Our internet is down, and so we're doing this whole show off of Royce's Wi-Fi hotspot.
Because, yeah, that's how we
work. Well, I'm broadcasting from my end, but whatever.
Well, you're not doing
it. Okay. So it's like National Public Radio?
Right.
We should do the rest of the show like NPR.
So
we talk really slow right into the mic because
statistics and numbers.
Yeah, right into the mic.
Statistics and
breathe heavily right into the
mic. Are you liberal?
14
John, are you liberal?
No, I'm not.
Oh, get off our show. This is a liberal show.
I'm indifferent.
I'm in the Green Party.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I'm actually kind of hurt that you say liberal. I would figure we were very fair.
I voted for Ralph Nader.
Yes,
I thought
moderates here.
Yeah, Ralph Nader really got a bad beat.
Did you read the latest?
Tonight's episode is brought to you by the letters M and N.
Did you read the latest? The latest funny cartoon?
Oh my gosh, I poured over it. I loved it.
It was amazing. I mean,
it
I read
really
every
was.
Stitch of that.
Oh my gosh.
I actually read 17 newspapers.
It was you know that's the last form of pure media. That's what
I
agree.
My fingers are always dirty with ink, and that's
it
the way
really,
I,
you know.
I always love reading that article because it really makes you think.
Do you know I have to have Zima imported?
Does anybody know a 6-letter word for African American?
I think my daughter's pregnant.
I hope she can get through that. That's very. Why are you telling this right now?
I hate my life.
Okay. Well, I mean, people, there's a lot of anger in the world, and you just have to let that out.
This segment is brought to you by the National Suicide Line.
This segment is brought to you. They have the worst lead-ins with that. If anybody hasn't listened to NPR in a while, go check it out. It hasn't changed since you were a kid.
The Suicide Hotline is brought to you by the National Gun Owners Association.
Yeah, right.
And viewers like you.
If you're going to do it, yes. Do it with a roof.
And a grant from Kellogg's.
That's right, a grant. You're right, John is right. They Kellogg's. Always have a grant from somebody. Good one, John.
Good one, John.
Next up, we're going to talk about how General Motors is having has been releasing cars that kill people, you know?
You know, it's tragic. 13 people died.
13 people. It's so tragic.
This is as shocked as I could sound.
It's terrible.
Gaza Strip, does it taste good when you marinate it?
This week on Fresh Air, we will be interviewing Joe Pringles, the guy who actually invented the Pringles.
You know,
and we will be
Mr. Joe Pringle in
movie news, we'll be interviewing the key grip from Speed 2.
Yes.
They always get a weird they're so hipster, they always get a weird person from the movie. Like it's never like a director or an actor. It's like
a hipster, it's just nobody gives a shit about NPR anymore.
It's a true people still.
As a gesture, as a humanitarian gesture, Israel has stopped bombing Gaza so they can resupply water.
We have been raping the American public of tax dollars to keep this stupid network alive.
Watch documentaries.
Bombings will continue as scheduled tomorrow afternoon at 3 PM.
And afterwards, we're going to do an editorial piece, building up walls to tear them down.
Oh yes,
is your home safe from minorities? Find out after this.
And that'd then after all of that, we're going to have a life coach give you some motivational tips on how to meet your goals.
I would actually like to see what the ratings are in NPR in like major cities.
Because they're
only kept afloat because of the government
in San Francisco. I'm assuming.
I don't know, man. We don't have advocates.
We don't. You're right. He's right.
Abakai.
Abacussies.
Damn it.
Abacussies.
Oh, John, you really fucked that one up, didn't you?
Oh, we have more Queef movie titles in here. Oh, we'll do it NPR. Sorry. More Queef movie titles.
More Queef movie titles. Go ahead, Royce.
Rocco's Modern Queef.
Oh, that's a good
Queef
one.
Queef Maniacs.
I love that.
Always Queef in Queefadelphia. Queef Swap. Queefaholics. The Surreal Queef. Flavor of the Queef. Blind Queef, Queef Factor, and coming in last, Queef Tactics.
What about the idea of a girl like she has a queef because she's blind? Blind.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, coming in. Yes. Okay. I'm getting it right now. Agents of Queef.
That's actually a very good one.
Yes. Agents of Queef. Yes.
And there's another one that's coming up. It's called the Queef Dovers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's. I've seen it. It's actually not bad. I got an advance.
Royce, we're on NPR. Your energy is way too high. I need you to bring it down.
I'm very sorry.
No, you're too excited.
I apologize.
Slow down the way you speak.
You raised my blood pressure 0.5%.
Yes. I apologize, guys. I had an herbal tea this morning. It has me a little wound up.
Okay, I can understand that. That's
namaste.
This film queef segment was brought to you by Al Jazeera.
Oh, my God. I just realized that Sean would be great on NPR.
Yeah,
that would be fantastic.
Coming up next, Yoga and You with Sean Werders.
Yes.
Today
we're doing Downward Dog. Just try to blow myself.
Find your center.
It's the only way you can get your dick in your mouth.
I would like for you to focus on your breathing.
This segment brought to you by a generous grant from Disney on mice. It's a documentary film by Walt Disney about mice.
Wow. Oh, that sounds fascinating.
Only being released in the Ukraine.
Everyone knows jokes that Walt Disney is an expert mouse.
Good for you and good for you. Stick around, folks.
This just in, the FAA has grounded all air traffic to Tel Aviv.
We have a gentleman now going to be playing acoustic guitar for us for 37 minutes.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Coffee talk music.
How the fuck are we still as taxpayers paying for that stupid network?
We subsidize
it's fucking awful.
Because you are subsidizing so many different industries, you don't even know the ones you're subsidizing.
More Queef movies coming in, From Dust Till Queef, Queef Eye for the Queef Guy, and The Man on the Red Queef.
And we're going to sit here and do fundraisers for an hour and a half, knowing we're going to get picked back up by the government no matter what happens.
But we
have to at least make a concerted effort to make it seem like we're getting member donated. Yeah.
I am being told that The Man with the Red Queef is an indie film about a woman who queefs while she is on her period.
That is very uncomfortable to hear, and I'm not sure I like it.
Speaking of periods, this segment is brought to you by Anti-Bullying. It gets better.
Coming up next, we have Diane Lane, who's starting in the new film, I Heart Quiffabees.
I love Diane Lane.
I Heart Quiffabees, coming out this summer.
I don't like using the word love. It's too strong of a word.
You know what? You're right. I need to neutralize that. I apologize.
Yes. We don't want to get
I have a great affection for.
Yeah.
Still, I don't like the word great. Mm-hmm. You could tone that down a little bit.
You're right. I apologize
people
again.
People are getting excited. People are getting excited, and we don't
want to. You don't want to get people riled up. You don't want them to take to the streets.
Your pulse doesn't want to be above 190 once you walk into the studio. Listen
to this in the back of Haitian Taxi Cab for some reason.
One moment you're using the word like great, and the next moment you know it's Occupy Wall Street all over again.
You're right. We don't want that.
There's going to be.
They got crazy out there.
There's going to be Middle Eastern barbershops that are going to have this in the background. And we have to make sure that people do not get riled up.
Okay, can we stop this? I'm getting mad now.
No, I love
the fact that our goddamn tax dollars are going to that shitty network.
Oh, we have some queef bands coming to town this week. Queefs of the Stone Age. Queefs of the Stone Age is also coming out. And make sure to catch that after watching the Vagina Queefalogs. It's actually a play coming out. It's off Broadway.
Mm. You know, I'm really starting to get into... I'm getting very into reality TV shows. They're quite fun to just unwind to at the end of a long, hard day. And my favorite one is The Queefy Shore.
I feel like the three of you guys aren't closer on your mic to let it pop a little bit.
I apologize.
Now I can hear you. Okay, it's much, much better. That is exactly...
My mic technique I have to get closer
you
to
have it. That, otherwise, the listeners won't hear you, Royce. That's exactly how you have to do it.
I'm a little hungry, and I just want to eat my mic.
Remember, our equipment is equipment from the 60s, so I have to insert 8-tracks to play music.
Exactly.
This segment was brought to you by 8-tracks.
8-tracks is brought to you by This American Life, where I will read to you a very boring story about an American you didn't know about.
Followed up by Clear Air, where we will discuss the tweet from Mark Cuban.
And coming up next is 40 minutes of reflective silence, where we will just have dead air for 40 minutes to let you think about your problems.
Exactly. Every 2 minutes, though, we will have one bird tweet to remind you that we're live.
Mm-hmm.
This segment was brought to you by birds.
Birds. And birds are brought to you by swallows.
Swallows. Nothing we do here, because that's offensive.
Yes, you don't want to put that image in your head. Good going.
Offensive.
We had a
brought to you by feminism. Feminism. Fuck everyone else.
Okay, that was a dump.
Don't worry.
Can we dump? Do we even have a dump here? Does our equipment allow that?
The government subsidized us. We could say whatever the fuck we want.
You know, I don't like the word dump button. It sounds a little harsh, so I just...
Well, you did say the F word there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Friendship.
Feminism?
The other one. The other F word.
Feminism.
Not the second F word, the first one.
Don't raise your voice at me.
I'm sorry.
This segment was brought to you by friendship.
More movie queefs coming. More movie queefs coming.
Can we please stop?
Quantum queefs. Quantum queefs. And the trans queefers.
Okay. Are those robots that have the queefs?
Mm-hmm. I love that my mic, it'll be like that when I put it on and it makes that noise just like...
Are you getting feedback because you're too close?
Yeah. I'm doing it on purpose. So coming up next, we have Chris Farley's brother. He'll be talking about his new film.
It's not David Spade.
Mike Farley?
Mm-hmm. David Spade funds all his films out of guilt because
your mic shouldn't be doing that. It's so weird.
He's the one that gave too much coke, coke to Chris Farley, and it killed him.
Your mic shouldn't be doing that.
Okay, I made it stop. Sorry.
All right.
This segment was brought to you by cocaine.
Joel, I don't know why you don't like listening to NPR when we've done Whisper podcasts several times.
We've done entire Whisper podcasts.
I forgot when we used to do that. The listeners in the Whisper podcast fucking hated it. Oh my god. So does that work on the phone, John?
No, it doesn't. It just sounds like a robot's dying.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Yeah, John, you should stick to your NPR voice, not your whisper voice.
Marie, you're not whispering.
I'm still doing my NPR bit.
I thought we were switching bits, though.
No, you're hey, just trying to.
This segment was brought to you by hearing aids. Having trouble hearing, get in a hearing aid.
Is anybody listening anymore? I'm sure they're so mad at us right now.
I am, and I love it.
The chat is going, but it's going with more queef titles.
More queef shit. They're not listening to what we're saying.
Queef in order, queef like radio. Yeah, okay, I'm liking these.
Queef Stew Radio Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m.
More queef radio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I'm telling you guys, hashtag film queefs was the best bit we've ever done, ever. It won't stop going. Yeah. Once you start it, it's a train, and it just crashes and burns through everything until finally we've just run out of things to queef on.
So you're saying that Trending Now was not good as film queef?
All right,
Trending Now was our laziest bit.
Well, it's because it was put together by the
list. We always made it good, though.
Well, yeah, because we're professionals.
Right.
I kind of want to still do trending now, but I kind of want to not steal it from the person who's on the show anymore. So I'm going to call it something else.
Trending cows.
How about Hot Topics?
Spelled with an X. There you go. Hot Topics.
With an X.
I like trending cows.
With an X. And I don't go to Yahoo. Actually, I go to Bing. I get all my stories from Bing.
I like trending cows.
How about Binging Now?
Yeah.
No. It's
how about
Waiting to Bing?
How about Bing My Bell, Trending Topics on Bing, brought to you by Hypnotist by Menon.
How about Microsoft? We're pulling out of phones finally.
Okay. They really did that. Didn't they?
Yeah, they bailed ship on that
they
one.
Had to, they said they were not going to do Androids anymore because they fucking ruined their operating system trying to accommodate.
Yes. Windows 8 sucks donkey dick. I don't care what anyone says.
It's
terrible.
It's awful.
Windows 8 is terrible. I agree. It's very bad.
It's the worst thing. I'm telling you what's going to happen is they're going to do a total reboot and it's going to go back to Windows 97.
It was like the Vista. It's like they'll find a few like operating system setups that will work awesome. Like XP was great when it first came out. They tried Vista. That failed miserably. Now we have 7. That's awesome.
What operating system did Arnold Schwarzenegger have? Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, God.
High five.
Oh. He's doing high that five. Thing again where he
no.
thinks
you
I
get
know.
A John bomb for that one.
It's a John bomb!
You guys are a bunch of frowny gusses.
Don't look at me.
Bunch of jerks.
By the way, the next time you know you're going to bomb, don't sit there and go, hey, yeah? It makes me more uncomfortable than I already
am. Why? Because my jokes are my jokes are great.
They're not great.
Yes.
Well, sometimes they are. That one wasn't good.
Speaking of great jokes, millionaire Robert Durst arrested after allegedly exposing himself and urinating in public.
What?
Okay, that happens.
Now, who is this?
Millionaire Fred Durst.
Multimillionaire and one-time accused killer Robert Fred Durst is in trouble with the law
Frederick
again.
Oh, Durst.
This is time, he rolling, what?
Harry Douglas Hurst. This time he's accused exposing himself and urinating at a Southwest Houston drugstore.
Well, okay. What are you supposed to do at a Southwest drugstore?
It is Houston, so nobody noticed.
Wait, so you just...
starfish and hot dog flavored water. What?
Did he do a song with Method Man?
Yes.
So wait, he just got out and pissed on the side of the road and he got arrested for that?
No. Not on the road.
In the drugstore.
He pissed in the drugstore on the floor.
We're told he was charged with criminal mischief late Monday afternoon by the
criminal
Harris County
mischief
District.
Criminal mischief sounds like hilarious, like something Dennis the Menace would do.
That's
right?
Yeah, I never understood the term behind that. The reason behind that term. Like, criminal mischief? Like, it's like manslaughter being less than actual murder.
Well, it's a Class B misdemeanor, so it's not shit. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's really not. It's the whole thing was this guy was accused of killing and dismembering an elderly neighbor.
Okay, that's the story I want to know. What's going on behind that? And why is he a billionaire, first of all? Who is this guy?
I don't know. He's a multimillionaire. He's some...
From what? Did he steal my animal traps?
Yes.
He's a son of a bitch.
He didn't steal your animal traps because then he would have been broke.
Robert
good ideas, Marie.
A New
They're
York.
Not going to go anywhere.
Sorry, go ahead.
He's a New York real estate heir.
Ooh.
Okay.
And was accused
of
killing and dismembering an elderly neighbor in Galveston in 2001, and he was acquitted of murder.
Of hilarity.
What? Dismembering? Okay, just because he might have gotten charged with it and got cleared of everything, like, that's going to suck for people who, like, who. You know, they beat up, like, they get a charge with murder, and they obviously didn't do it, and the court finds them innocent. They still have that as a tagline on them. Oh, it sucks.
Well, they'll murder an elderly neighbor, and you won't have a problem.
It was okay for Ray Lewis.
Yeah, he allegedly killed somebody, and he's a superstar.
Well, what about the Duke lacrosse players?
What about them? They didn't rape that chick.
Exactly, but that's the first thing you think about. It's like, even if you didn't do anything wrong, when these kind of things...
bodies.
Yeah, it sucks for these poor guys.
They really are hot, though.
I know.
The cross players? Yeah. They're good looking.
They're all midsection.
Mm-hmm. Well, still, they're good looking. It's a nice V. I bet they'll have nice Vs, though. Like,
well, that's my point.
It's hot.
Fine-looking midsection, woman.
Look at those mids on that guy.
Is that what you call them? You call them mids?
I call them the mids.
That's don't call him that. It makes me feel weird.
But he's got nice mids.
Well, that would imply that you also compliment people's highs and lows.
Basically, like, look at the strike zone on that guy. That's basically what we're talking about.
The strike zone?
Yep. Mids. He doesn't work out his chest. He doesn't work out his legs. He's got just from knee to, like, mid-chest. You see those guys who work out and, like, the lower part of their pecs are good, but the top part not? That's a
work out.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, then, you know, you don't judge me for my taste in men.
Florida woman arrested for doing naked yoga on the highway.
Hot.
Police in Ocala yesterday. By the way,
when you got a yoga, you got a yoga.
Ocala is the cesspool of Florida.
Yes, thank you. I was going to explain. Ocala is terrible. Ocala is like the Wild West.
Okay, imagine
a day to remember from there.
Imagine getting raped and then you're getting raped in the butt by a guy with razors on his dick, right? And then you wake up and you realize it's just a dream, but then the guy with the dick full of razors is sitting in the bed next to you and fucking your ass again, and it's like Groundhog's Day. You can't get out of
That's what Ocala's exactly
really
what Ocala's
descriptive.
Like. And there's a lot of horses. Oh. There's also a lot of horses.
Right. Who also have razors on their dicks and fuck you in the ass every day.
They were really big into rodeos at one point.
Uh-huh. They like rodeos a lot. That also involved razor dicks. Very odd. Police in Ocala yesterday responded to a public call about an apparently crazed woman doing yoga in the middle of the road. On her way to the scene, someone else phoned 911, never forget, to inform them that the lady had begun stripping in the streets. Stripping in the streets!
911 was an inside film.
According to the probable cause affidavit. Women wearing nothing but panties with her jeans around her ankles. 51-year-old Michelle Cernick. Here, let me post a picture so you gentlemen can see what
she looks like. The story was fun until you told me she was 51.
There's her picture.
Oh, sexy. Well, for she's 51?
She's 51?
Yeah, 50 fun. Probably looks like that because she does yoga. Wearing nothing but panties with her jeans around her ankles. 51-year-old Michelle Cernick was placed in handcuffs shortly after twisting herself into a pretzel. About 10 feet away, officers noticed a running Chevy GMC pickup truck. Cernick confirmed it was
hers.
That's
what they noticed?
Yes. Cops found a used syringe of heroin wrapped in aluminum foil, a crack pipe, and bottles of pills in her vehicle.
Well, whoa! That's not suspicious.
Cernick said it was all hers except the crack pipe.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's respectable.
Still, the police had some digging to do.
I mean, I'll fess up to the heroin, but crack? That's dirty. No, I'm not doing that.
Using the website.
Don't try to pin that on me, shit.
I ain't no crackhead.
I'm like, fuck that. I do heroin like a respectable human being.
You put that there. It's not mine.
This is what bothers me. Ocala police used the website drugs.com to tentatively identify three different types of pills. Hydrocodone.
Hide your wife. Because they're raping everybody out here.
Do you want to punch her in the face?
Alprazolaman,
Alprazolam,
and a medical prescription drug. So what bothers me is that Ocala police had to use drugs.com to identify pills. The 51-year-old was then charged with two counts of possession of drugs paraphernalia, two counts of possession of a controlled substance without a prescription, and one count of possession of heroin. Cernick is held in Marin County Jail at for $5,000 on bond. James Bond.
Octopussy.
She's not bad considering she does all those drugs and is 51. I would do her.
Yeah, how does she hold up? I guess it's all the yoga.
What's
yeah.
Alprazolam's a muscle relaxer.
That is actually just the best marketing campaign for yoga that you could ever do.
Or
this woman is 51 and does a shit ton of drugs and lives in Ocala. And she looks like a yoga.
Heroin's an opiate.
You're an opiate.
Hydrocodone's an opiate. She's probably just chill.
A Florida couple was arrested for having sex on a public beach in front of several horrified witnesses.
Horrifying?
New at 10. As you can see from these Facebook photos, this couple isn't shy about showing off intimate behavior in public. Tonight,
used to be the one who read for Jack Chick Comics. Doesn't he sound like the guy?
Shy.
He really does.
Here. About showing off intimate behavior in public. Tonight, they're accused of going all the way on a beach.
They're hot.
On the public beach in full view of children. Fox 13's Michael Shingleton is in the control room. All right.
Michael Shingleton? You mean
what, does he have shingles?
Worst name ever. All right, Michael Shingleton, what happened?
Michael, sex on the beach. You got our attention here.
Yeah, John, these two.
I like watching people have sex in public.
Big fan of jacking my unit and while people were watching. Gotta tell you, John.
Call a voyeur.
You too?
I'm filling up right now.
Oh, my God. I can't. You know what? I'm going to go home and fuck my dog because my wife's not home.
We're arrested Sunday on Bradenton Beach after someone called to report they were having sex in front of dozens of people in the middle of the afternoon.
The gentleman who called was described as being an asshole and a cock block.
Apparently without a care in the world.
This segment was brought to you by Trojan.
And a grant from the Birth Control Users of America.
Planned Parenthood.
Birth Control Users of America.
A grant from Planned Parenthood.
It would have been better if you didn't stumble over it.
It would have been better if you didn't stumble over your face.
Beach after someone called to report they were having sex in front of dozens of people in the middle of the afternoon, apparently without a care in the world.
Why do I sound like Jim Rome?
LeBron James is going to Cleveland. Call it right now.
I like that.
Hey,
it's
you
awesome.
Don't see this every.
I fucking hate Jim Rome.
Every day, and you probably wouldn't want to. These two, Ben.
I would want.
No,
to.
No, I would absolutely want to see two people having sex.
Especially fuck both yeah.
It's Caballero called porn. People Alvarez pay millions of dollars for it on the rig.
What if they're dumb?
Trillions of dollars.
Well, whatever.
The porn industry is
large
a
amounts of dollars.
Billion-dollar industry.
You're not.
I know I'm not because I'm not in porn.
Right. Yet.
Not in straight porn.
I've been trying to get your application out there and you just won't have it.
In porn, it's actually called the fapplication.
Accused of love in all the wrong places in front of dozens of people.
Hey.
Actually, it's just one place.
I don't get the joke.
We'll keep playing that.
Love in all the wrong places in front of dozens of people, including children and a camera.
The beach was full of
penises and vaginas.
You could hear the woman, quote, "She can suck my penis."
Suck my penis.
Or the man.
That would be a good place for that drop, but I don't have it.
And a camera.
The beach was full of
suck my penis. See, we did it. We did it ourselves.
Oh, he's taking out his penis.
Ah! See that work.
Including children and a camera.
The beach was full of families. And it's like they thought there was nobody there but them.
I'm not going to have that little kidney boy come out of a vagina all over the docks on 4th of July weekend.
They knew.
Did I miss something there? There was a camera?
Yeah, they were filming it. There's video. I can't find the uncensored video. They just have a screen.
Oh, so it was probably for a porn site. It's probably for one of those, like, you know, in public POV sites kind of thing, right?
Fuckmygirlfriend.com or something.
Right, right. So that's the reason why. Oh, dude, that's exactly what that was. That's all it was.
Didn't want to show her face on camera since she was holding this camera. Clearly, she is outraged since her grandchildren saw this. And of course, they started asking questions.
Grandchildren?
They're fucking.
They're having sex.
They're fucking.
Know what to do at first.
That's
so
how you got
up
here.
The other people on the beach and everybody was watching them, but nobody was doing anything. It was like shock.
This one.
No, nobody gave a shit. Everyone was probably happy until your crotchety ass fucking interrupted people from getting off on the beach. Right. What a fucking
right, lady. People will watch people get shot in the streets in Chicago and do nothing. This is what you're shocked about. Shut up.
Excuse me, sir. I couldn't help but notice that you guys were having intercourse here.
Can I tag in?
Tag in.
Tag me in, brah.
I'm here with my family.
Can my kids fuck you too? Because that'd be fun.
My kids are watching, and I'm kind of nervous about that. I don't want to
answer. On for 25 minutes, Alvarez on top of Caballero.
25 minutes. Good for him. By the way, as Sean said earlier, and we all agree, the punishment of you shouldn't go to jail. The punishment for having sex on the beach is that you had sex on the beach.
Yeah,
you're gonna get sanded fucking
everywhere,
in every orifice.
It's the worst place
That's
to
punishment.
Do it.
Don't tell them to jail.
I got jerked off in the ocean once.
Ow! Why?
It was my senior trip. I was only like 18, 19 years old at the time.
You don't want to get jerked off in the ocean.
We were actually in Orlando, and
Orlando.
The chick I was fooling around with, like, we were all about like getting away with shit while people were around. So she always liked grabbing my dick whenever, like, we were staying in line for rides.
Now more important to figure out what ocean you were getting jerked off in at Orlando.
Yeah, because it's in the middle of
there's landlocked. Orlando's landlocked.
There's
Flew to Orlando, but we were went to the beach for Cocoa Beach.
Okay, Cocoa
Witnesses
Beach.
Say the two then took a dip in the water before returning to their beach towel.
They laid on the beach and they totally passed out for hours. Well, yeah, we really wondered if they were dead. So when they did wake up, they cuddled for a long time. And then
I really wonder if they were dead because I think they just fucked the life out of each other.
What is she, 117,000 years old?
That's what happens, though. You can't fuck for that long, though, Sean.
Yes, people die sometimes after fucking.
They do.
They become so dehydrated.
He wasn't dead, long story short.
But before they could get going again, someone called police. Then another.
And then Sting showed up and ruined it by boring everybody with a loot.
I'm really hating this Jim Rome guy.
Like to stop him.
She walks over and told him, "What do you think you're doing?
Fucking getting it
doing
over.
What? We're passed out. What were you think you're doing a half hour ago when nobody stopped you when you were fucking for 25 minutes?
He stood up and wanted to
smack me in the face with his penis. Later,
Bradenton Beach police arrived and arrested Caballero and Alvarez. Caballero pictured here as officers escorted him to jail.
I've lived here since 78 and I go to the beaches and I've never seen anything like this. So I won't stop going to the beach, but
because I want to see it again.
I want to see some people fucking on the beach.
I think that needs to be. I think citizens need to step up and do something like we did.
No.
Yeah, an hour later.
Let them fuck. Who cares? Like, I don't care. Let them fuck.
Here's the thing. It sounds like that's a normal thing. If you are fucking in public and you know it's a risque thing, you wouldn't pass out for a half hour and wait for the cops to get there. That sounds like that's been going on there for a while. Like, it seems like it's a regular thing, right?
I guess. I don't know.
It is Ocala.
Sex on the beach is just awful, though.
It is terrible.
Sand all in my ass crack.
And we have some more here. The last of the Moqueefins. Queef Club. Queefing in Las Vegas. Neon Queef. Evangel Queef. Jesus, really long. Evangel Queefon. And someone said Jim Rome is better. It's best in small doses. That was punchy. And of course, Western Echo said more like Queef Rome.
I'd rather listen to Jay Moore during the same time slot.
More like Jay Less.
More like Jay Little.
Same joke, but it's good. Right. Both jokes were good. They're really good jokes, guys.
Just top notch.
You know what's not a joke? The Red Show coming up next.
Yes.
They tell jokes, but they're not a joke.
There's nothing funny about the Red Show.
Whoa, that's not what you meant to say. Dutch, like, whoa, you're going to play the whoa thing because we said whoa.
Oh, I got rid of that button a while ago. Remember when we had the discussion
anyway,
about buttons?
Coming up next is the Red Show. Someone play the outro music. Marie, can you play maybe some Miss Queef's chat?
Play or read?
Read, I meant.
Yeah, do that.
Back Queef voice.
310 to Queefa.
American Queef Beauty.
Led Queefin.
Queefa Blanca.
Like it. 100 years of Queef.
He said 310 to Queefa?
Yes.
Apoc to Queefo.
Our Loud Queef.
Silence of the Queefs.
The Hunger Queefs.
Full Metal Queef.
Queef and the Fat Man.
Eyes Wide Queef.
Friday the 13th Queef.
Tax Queefman.
Oh, it keeps scrolling.
Dexter's
back.
Queefs. Saved by the Queef. Queefs of Anarchy. Queefy the Vampire Queefer. Saved by the... Oh, I already read that one. Jesus, man. Queef's World. First Queef.
Girl with the Queef Tattoo.
Mighty Joe Queef. All Queefs Go to Heaven.
Queefs Go.
Queefzilla.
The Emperor's New Queef.
Pacific.
Harry and the Ender Queefs.
All right, guys. Well, like I said, coming up next,
more Queefs.
The Red Show, followed by 360 on 420.
Just trying please to do take, my show, man.
Please take the man. Queef references to Twitter, hashtag Film Queef.
Hashtag Film Queefs. We'll be checking
queef.
Them.
Singular.
Film Queef. We'll be adding them to the board, the Hippo board, the best ones. Film Queef. Hashtag Film Queef. Start doing it, guys.
All right.
I want to see it all over Twitter. I'm going to be checking.
All right.
Okay?
Shirts, mugs, live event. Right?
Add the ones from the chat, too, to Twitter so I could have them all under one thing. Thank you. That way it can be easier for me.
Buy Kevin's stupid ass alcohol by volume shirt. Follow the Merch Mug Facebook fan page. Accept your invitation.
Fan page.
Accept your invitation to go to the More Like Radio live event. And if you're not going, please donate to the Otto Peterson Family Fund at the GoFundMe.
We got to go. Bye, guys.